In a valley shaded with rhododendrons close to the snow line, where a stream, milky with meltwater, splashed, and where doves and linnets flew among the immense pines, lay a cave, half hidden by the crag above and the still heavy leaves that clustered below. The woods were full of sound. The stream between the rocks, the wind among the needles of the pine branches, the chitter of insects and cries of small arboreal animals, as well as the birdsong. And from time to time, a stronger gust of wind would make one of the branches of a cedar or a fir move against another and groan like a cello. It was a place of brilliant sunlight, never undappled. Shafts of lemon-gold brilliance lanced down to the forest floor between bars and pools of brown-green shade. And the light was never still, never constant, because drifting mist would often float among the treetops, filtering all the sunlight to a pearly sheen, and brushing every pine cone with moisture that glistened when the mist lifted. Sometimes the wetness in the clouds condensed into tiny drops, half mist and half rain, that floated downwards rather than fell, making a soft rustling patter among the millions of needles.